Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Keeping the Love Command. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been talking about how to keep the love command. Most Christians know that the New Testament commandment from the head of the church, Jesus, is that we love one another as he has loved us. Most Christians know that. Most Christians know that it's important. They've heard it. They know you're supposed to do it. And yet many have not thought much about it beyond that. And you got millions that feel kind of condemned, or a lot condemned, because they know they're not doing it, and they agree that it's important. But you know, you should only talk about something and its importance so long, and then you, if you're serious about it, you ought to say, okay, show me how. I'm ready. Let's do it. I agree. It should be done. Let's do it. What's the next question? How do I do it? Show me how to do it. And you know, so much you learn, not just by instruction, but by doing. You only learn so much by instruction. And you get to the place where you stagnate unless you begin to put some of what you've heard into practice. How many remember when you first learned how to drive a car? Well, you know, in the rural areas, you learn how to drive before you read the book. In the city, they have classes. They teach you, you read the book, and you get driver's ed. In the country, daddy says, boy, jump in that truck and go get that hay. You ride the tractor with grandpa. Right? And you drive around in the yard and in the hay field and then to town. Hope you don't get caught. Am I just talking to anybody else? Yeah, that's what I figured. But how many know you can read the book and read the book and read the book, and until you get behind the wheel, there's a lot of things just don't come clear to you. You read the book, but you know, a lot of times they didn't even tell you that you couldn't see right over the bumper. And sometimes you couldn't see that line when you're close enough to it. You can't. And judging distances and parallel parking, you can read four chapters on it. But until you pull up beside that other car and start trying to make that thing fit in that space, you get a lot of revelation. Oh, yeah. Don't you?
Yeah.
While you're pulling up and pulling back and moving and, you know. And you do it enough, then what was just a mental concept on a page can actually become reality to you first, and then it can become second nature to you. Can it? It can get to the place where you don't even think about it. I know I'm a pilot. We fly, and we go to school a couple of times a year. And when you get a new type rating on a jet, you go to ground school. And in the beginning, they don't even let you fly the plane. They got you in school. I mean, all day long. And oh, brother, the numbers. I mean, this PSI, this PSI, and this speed, and that speed, and on and on and on. And boy, the books are this thick, you know. And you can study and study, and you can pass the test. You can ace the test. But then when you get in the plane, which in this case is the simulator, and that engine actually catches on fire, and you can't pull the book out. Where's that book? Where's that? It's not time. And then, you know, the instructor's not there to explain it all to you. I mean, you get revelation. And a time or two after that, then you want to come back and you want to read that again. And this time it's got more meaning to you now. Oh, that's why they said do that. That's why they said move that switch first. Well, this is it. walking in love is not just an ideal. It's something to do. And yes, we come in church, and yes, we get our head in this book, and we want instruction, but unless we put it into practice, unless we do it, we're not going to learn that much about it. You only learn so much by instruction. And the rest you'll learn as you do it. Somebody say, I'll learn as I do it. You know, so much of what we, Phyllis and I, have learned about faith, we learn by doing, putting the word into practice. You know, you heard it taught, but then as you walked it out, as you did it yourself, oh, you learned so much more. Somebody said out loud, I'm a doer.
I'm a doer.
Not just a hearer only.
Not just a hearer only.
I'm a doer.
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 Of the word of God. And you'll find as you are a doer, oh, the revelation flows. You don't just get taught while you're sitting in the seat. As you're putting it into practice, you learn so much. In 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter. Are you there? 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 9. As touching brotherly love. Now, I think sometimes this term just goes kind of right past us, brotherly love. Just think it sounds nice. No, he's talking about a specific kind of love. This is the keeping of the love command. Anybody remember in the Old Testament, he talked about loving the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and loving your neighbor. How? Well, that'd be what kind of love? He didn't mention brother. Love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said it differently though, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
What did he say? That you love who?
One another.
Now God so loved the world.
Yes.
The world.
Mm-hmm.
That he gave Jesus.
Yes.
And we are to love people.
Yes.
But the commandment is not just to love the world. The new commandment is to love who?
Your brother.
One another. Isn't that what he said?
Yes.
And who's he looking at? Who's he talking to when he said that?
Yes.
His disciples.
Yes.
And us, we're his disciples.
Yes.
Love one another. Well, we're brothers.
Yes.
We're brothers. We're family. So that's, when you see in the New Testament, the epistles, brotherly love, you know he's specifically talking about keeping that commandment. Can you see that?
Yes.
So he said, concerning brotherly love, you need not that I write to you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Another translation said, the New Living says, God himself has taught you to love one another. The Message says, you're God taught in these matters. You're already good at it. Your friends all over the province of Macedonia are the evidence. Keep it up. Get better and better at it. And that's the sense I had when the Lord gave us instruction concerning this teaching, this series, that you're already practicing this. A lot of you are practicing this in a measure. But can we grow in it?
Yes.
Oh, this is it. God is love. And the New Testament commandment is the commandment to love one another. And we are God taught in these matters. And we're focusing our faith on it in these weeks and months. How many are believing with me that God is teaching us, teaching this church, teaching this family, teaching you and I as individuals, how to keep this love command? Say it out loud. Everybody confess it.
I am.
Taught of God. How to love.
God himself
is teaching me,
is teaching us
how
to love one another,
how to keep the command. Glory to God. Is this exciting? You know, a lot of folk don't think they're as excited about this as maybe something else. Well, look, Brother Keith, teach us how to prosper. I am. This is it right here. Well, Brother Keith, I need to be healed. We're teaching on it right now. Who heals? God heals. God is love. Love heals. Who prospers? God. God is love. Well, I need to know about my faith, how to get my blessing. All faith works by love. Everything you do, you need to keep one hand on this. Elsewise, you get off. So are you at least a little bit excited? Or maybe even more than that? That God Himself is teaching you, teaching me how to keep this commandment. And you know, He said, in fact, in John 13, why don't you just turn over there real quickly? Let's remind ourselves of the command. John 13, there is a very wonderful thing that goes with this that I think so many times people have not associated. They've not kept it together. John 13, 34. John 13, 34. A new commandment I give to you. Now, had they already been told to love people? To love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love their neighbor as their self. Well, why is this new then? What's new about it? A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. And here's the new part. How?
As I love you.
As I have loved you. He loved us to the point of laying down His life for us, giving Himself. He didn't just love us as Himself. He sacrificed Himself. He loved us better than Himself. Oh, can you see this? Well, why didn't He tell them, if that was the highest and the best, why didn't He tell them that in the past, in the Old Testament? Because they couldn't. They couldn't love like that. Why? Because they couldn't be born again until Jesus had come and paid the price. But now Romans 5 tells us the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And we can love like Jesus has loved us. It's not based on feelings at all. He loved us while we were yet His enemies. It's not based on what somebody does to you or didn't do for you. It's not based on how you feel about them, how they made you feel. It's not based on feelings at all. You do it by faith. And you do it by the divine love that God has put inside you. Say it out loud, I can love. With the love He's put in me. No matter how I feel. No matter what has happened. I can love. As He has loved me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Love Seeks Good, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1106G. That's R1106G. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.